Yo. Welcome to episode 23, Bunk Eye's Corner. I'm your host, Bunk Eye. And tonight, I will be bringing on the man with the plan. The ever adapting Justin Wong. So, I wanted to again apologize for the other night about not getting him on. I had some audio difficulties and I finally got it sorted, sorta. But, you know, anyway, I do apologize for that. Lots of stuff to talk about tonight. There's been some new stuff that's been discovered. We have a damage reset glitch that's been found with certain supers in the game, and then we saw probably our first real long one of those. I don't know that Japanese guy that makes those videos, Mikiyatsu something video. You know, so we saw something like that today, 303 hit, you know, combo that did not require, you know, like, you know, infinite meter. It was, you know, it's totally could be doing in a real match. But before we get into all of that, let me go ahead and call the man with the plan. So give me 1 second here. Got my YouTube up. Yeah, guys, you know, you can, unlike Skype, YouTube, you can still call. You can still call people, and it's free. So let me see here. Oh, come on. He gonna owe me money for this.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 6469.
Let me cut that out. I'll call back here in a few minutes. But I did confirm with him earlier today that he, you know, that we were still on for tonight. So hopefully he's just on the other line and whatnot. So anyway, back to what we were talking about. Yeah, I mean, it's, I had a chance to watch the stream, the Marvel 3 stream from the ARC, last night, and I was a little bit surprised, with Sanford. He had big bones with the game, mainly that it's too easy to make comebacks in the game. And I just have a problem when people are passing judgment on a game that hasn't been out for more than 2 weeks, barely. You know, to me, yeah, it is easier to make comebacks in Marvel 3. But make no mistake, you know what? This isn't real life. We're not in court. Not everything is supposed to be fair. This is a video game. And the purpose for a video game is to entertain us. All right. The great thing about X Factor is that you cannot lay on your laurels even when you're up by 3 characters. You have to play down to the last hit. And I actually support that. If you are good, you will still win. No, nothing is perfect. Yeah, you can get random out. See, that same thing can happen in Marvel. You know, it's just, I mean, I just don't under, I mean, it's just one of those things where, yeah, I mean, I can understand it, though. I mean, well, comebacks, eye rolling, I understand what you're saying. But at the same time, I think that we have watching eye rolling from people running away for, you know, for half of the match, too. I mean, we see people eye rolling for all stuff. I mean, it's just something that you just got to deal with. I'm reading the chat here. I mean, there's nothing epic about a 1 versus 3 comeback anymore. True. You know, true. It is. I mean, so the Marvel 3 is higher stakes, right? So, you know, you're right. You being up 3-1 on a character on a person in Marvel 3 doesn't mean a whole lot. You could still lose. I don't mind that. I mean, it's just, I mean, they made the game where you can't rest and just, you know, just and just, you know, sit there and just do nothing. You know, you have to play to the last hit. And I mean, and that's fine with me. So, I mean, that's why I know a lot of people are crying against, you know, they're saying the X Factor is too strong. Well, if X Factor was, if they nerf X Factor, then why have it in there in the first place? You know, I mean, the point of X Factor is the fact that it creates a game within a game. It's so powerful, but since you can only use it once per round, you have to be ever so selective. And you know what's really interesting about Marvel 3? And I mean, one thing about Marvel 3 is that despite X Factors, despite the fact that you can, you know, you can kill two characters in 5 seconds and all of that, I'm still seeing a whole heck of a lot of timeouts, and I'm still seeing long drawn out battles to the last hit. Yeah, you still get those that people are destroyed in 10 seconds. You know, I mean, it's, I mean, so I just don't think that, you know, it really, just because that it's, you know, a very powerful thing that a tool that you can use doesn't necessarily mean it's a bad thing. You're right. Thing, you know, 'cause fools are running from X Factor. I mean, in a way, I think the point of X Factor is to create intensity in the game. It has There is intensity in the game, because when someone has X Factor, everyone goes, what? Okay, especially if it's Sentinels, I'm like, everyone goes, shit, you know. And I like that. I like the fact that there is, you know, there's definite consequences, you know, that makes you know, go, I like the fact that there is no part of the game where you can just sit on your ass. You know, it's always balls to the wall, down to the last hit. And I think that that was the intention, and they have succeeded in that. I mean, so I don't mind it. I don't mind it. And I think, but I think that people will adapt. I mean, it's one of those things I wish I had a time machine and go back to the first few conversations that were had about Marvel 2. In my mind, I mean, I remember the biggest complaints when Marvel 2 came out that I've heard was there was, I mean, that the fact that the almost the entire MVC1 cast got nerfed to shit. You know, and they just, you know, it was, yeah, I mean, that was the biggest thing. A lot of the people were, you know, like Gambit, you know, his Shockwave doesn't go all the way up through the screen anymore. You know, I mean, it's you know, I mean, of course, Chun-Li, you know, she didn't have the, you know, the godlike combos and that she did in Marvel 1, you know. I mean, it's, I mean, you know, of course, we know what happened with Strider, you know. I mean, I wouldn't change a thing about X Factor, because it has not, the game has not been out long enough where you can really formulate an objective opinion. What we have here is emotions. Emotions. People who lose to, you know, an X Factor Sentinel and whatnot, and people are crying foul. I mean, here, you know, here we go again. I mean, and it's kind of funny because everyone was talking about Sentinel. You know what happened? All of a sudden, people talk about counters to Sentinel. You know, for like Amaterasu, who could basically shut Sentinel down. He can't do shit. You know, then they talk about how, you know, then they talked about like Phoenix. People thought that Phoenix was weak, right? And then they find out, oh man, she's actually pretty strong. Then people were starting to snap her in while she's still in regular mode, and they was messing her up. And then people were saying, oh man, you can actually kill Phoenix right after her transformation. Then people like, objection, like the video says, objection. then all of a sudden, actually, Phoenix can get out of it, you know, because in that one video with Storm and Spider-Man, when Spider-Man goes and then Phoenix teleports, the one thing the video didn't point out was that's a dead Spider-Man. Because he was in the recovery, and she's already on the ground just waiting. It's one of those things. The game just now has not been out long enough for you to, for start talking about changes. It just hasn't been out that long. It's not prudent. But anyway, I wouldn't change a thing. Only thing I would change about Marvel 3 is to put spectator mode on there, so I can watch matches. All right. Let me give this person the call back.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic.
Okay, sorry, folks. I tried. I'll try back in again in about 10 minutes or so. I can think of 100 different reasons why he's not answering the phone. He could be playing Marvel 3 for all we know right now. And not hearing the phone ring. By the way, I just saw that video of Justin driving that Mustang in that obstacle course. Did he intentionally try to hit all that shit? You can't drive that damn bad. I mean, come on, man. Stevie Wonder could have done better than that. I understand he might be from New York and he's used to taking the bus and the subway and all of that stuff. But come on, man. The course curves to the left, and he goes straight forward. Don't you understand? You got to turn the wheel to the left.
I'll
ask him, because that will be, I don't know, man. I look at that, man. I was like, is the point is to hit everything? If that's the case, he scored 100. So, in other news, final round was today. 7 days away. 1 week. 1 week. And I wish I can go, but we've already been down that road, so I won't repeat it. But if you definitely can go, you should go. You don't have events like these come around very often. It's going to be a madhouse there. It's going to be a madhouse. There will be people from all over the world there. And so you just got to go there for the experience. You know, it doesn't matter if you can win or not, or if you're competitive or not. Just go there for the experience. You know, enjoy yourself. I mean, Atlanta is a great city, you know. Fortunately, we got rid of Saddam Hussein, and now Atlanta is a free country. And, it's still building a democracy, but it's come a long way in the last 8 years. Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. I did forget to put on Skype. Hold on. Yeah, you know what? I have to ask. Larry was supposed to be on here with me tonight. And I forgot. I wanted to ask him, who comprises Team Marvel? In my mind, Team Marvel should be You know what? Team Marvel, to me, based on what I have seen in tournament play, Team Marvel should be, for the U.S., should be Justin, Rai, and D-Nice. I think the three of them would make a very, very solid team. And, really, I mean, I had a chance to talk to D-Nice the other night when I couldn't get Justin on. Deja vu. He's a smart dude. Hey, what's up, Jaha?
What's up, man?
Not much, man.
But what about Richard Nguyen?
What's that?
Richard Nguyen. He would be a good nominee for Team West Coast, maybe. I don't know.
I haven't seen him play. Was he on the teams in Winnipeg?
He plays Wednesday Night Fights. He's a West Coast player.
Oh, okay.
See, it's hard because, you know, you got Justin over here and everybody's, like, you know, in his shadow. Nobody really comes close to him. So it's kind of hard. That's the only way we could gauge it.
You know what? Let me ask you a question. Since I got you on here, so what's your impression of the game now that you've seen the first major for it?
You talking about Marvel?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Well, supposedly the word is sales-wise, it's not even like close to Super Street Fighter 4. You know, like it's sells like 100-something thousand, and then like Super Street Fighter 4 in like the first week sold like almost 900,000. So popularity wise, it's not doing as good as I thought it would be, but you know, I think the game is pretty hyped though, because you know, the amount of bullshit that was ever possible has kind of been extended, you know. I think
it's kind of funny though, because before the game, when the game was still in development, a lot of people were trying to, you know, was saying basically, you know, that it's not going to have the same feeling as Marvel 2, because Marvel 2 has some bullshit that made it really unique. And now it's the other way around. It's too much bullshit, you know.
The people, you know, that were really, like, messing with the game at first for us, I think did us a disservice. You know, like, as far as, like, really telling us the truth about what the way the game is, because it's not... You know, I don't know, man. You know, like when you know, you follow stuff like all the stuff that Keith says and stuff like that, it sounds like it's just a, you know, even Ski, you know, I mean, they both just like talked about it and said, yeah, it's like TVC and this and that, but nobody ever even gave us a heads up about this X Factor bullshit. This is out of control. This shit is crazy.
Well, you know what? The thing though was correct me if I'm wrong out there, people out there. When they first announced the game, and the game was the E3 build, X Factor was something that can only be activated by the last remaining character. And, you know, it was like a comeback thing, a mechanic. And then it got expanded to where, you know, you can have all your characters and use it. It's just that it has different strengths depending on how many characters are alive on your team. So, you know, so... I think the problem, we kind of was a victim of just, you know, stuff was still not set in stone yet on how it was going to take in the final version. I think we were all focusing on the characters, and we were focused on comparison to Marvel 2 that we really didn't think that Marvel, that, you know, we really didn't think until we saw a really good playable build of it that, oh man, X Factor. Oh shoot, you know. you know.
It's pretty bad, man. But you know, they're patching it, so it's not a final build, you know. So you know, there's gonna be some changes. I don't think there's gonna be big like mechanic game changes or anything like that, but there's gonna be like damage and vitality maybe changes, nerfs and adjustments. You know, expect to see something. They just added one new mode that's I saw a patch, I got all excited, and then all it did was just added shadow mode, where you just, like, you fight a bot, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But you're online. It's pretty retarded.
I mean, no, I don't know. I know a lot of people who think that X Factor is too strong, but I'm very cautious about changing anything about the game.
It is strong though, man. Because yo, like, what's the support? Like, the best strategy people could come up with now is like, yo, when people somebody X Factors, you run from them.
Oh yeah.
You know what I mean? But to run from them for like a long ass time, and they're faster and they're doing more damage, and one touch is gonna equal your death. Like,
but even if you made it only 3/4 as strong, people will still run. I mean, because it's still, I mean, you know, once you see that red glow, your first instinct is to run. I mean, I don't think, you know, reducing the damage on X Factor necessarily makes them do that one. I see they'll still run, you know. I mean, I just one of those things where I think that people will adapt. I think that people are kind of there's their fear of the unknown here, you know. Everyone feels like that everything is figured out, but everything isn't figured out. I mean, come on, man. I mean, as bad as Sentinel is in Marvel 3 with X Factor, I still think that Marvel 2 Sentinel is way stronger.
Well, what if they adjusted the damage? Like, let's suppose when you activate X Factor, you don't get a damage bonus, but, you know, you might get, like, speed, and you get extra meter, you know, whatever you're doing, or something like that. But, you know, give buffs, but not damage. You know, I mean, that still gives you a decent comeback factor, if you ask me, but...
I think,
you know, that the damage whole point is crazy.
I think the X Factor is purposely overpowered, because it really kind of... It kind of keeps the intensity of the game to the last hit. It's one of those things where it's not meant to be fair. I mean, if you want fair, go play Super Street Fighter 4. I mean, this game isn't meant to be fair. It's supposed to be cheap as shit, you know... It's fun, cheap, and dumb as shit. That's the purpose of this game. I think people just need to really wrap their arms around it and realize what it is. It's not meant to be fair. It's purposely made that way, because by doing it that way, you have to play to the last drop. There's no such thing as running away with the game, running away with the round. You know, it's one of those things where you got to play no matter what advantage you think you have. You got to play to the last hit, and I think that's okay with me. I don't mind that.
I'm not complaining about the game.
No. I mean, this is just talking about it, you know.
Yeah, I hope it does good. I mean, it seems like it's popular. It seems like, you know, I mean, for the Winter Ball stream to pick up, you know, over 10,000 viewers.
Yeah.
I think that's pretty hype. You know, and yeah. I think it's definitely has more hype than Street Fighter 4. But, you know, the downside to it is, since our community is so big now, that, you know, there's only room for one game. You know, I mean, when Street Fighter 4 was out, and then the streams would change over to Tekken, people were like, dude, get this crap off the screen, we want Street Fighter 4, you know, or Super, you know, or AE now. And now it's, you know, everybody just trolling on Street Fighter 4, pretty much.
But, like, you know what?
Put some Marvel on the screen.
Street Fighter 4, you know, Capcom really has nothing to worry about Street Fighter 4. You know what I'm saying? You know why I say that? Is because all they got to do is plug in a fan-driven character. And it's all and the hype goes back the other way. They put in Rolento. Again, the hype is there. You know what I'm saying? All it really takes is one character.
Yeah, the game has a strong foundation. So.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not... I mean, I still think that it's way too early to talk about Street Fighter V. I mean, I know what people are saying. Yeah, you know, the game has been out for 2 years. Yeah, but you know what? I think that we're going to see less sequels and more updates. You know what I'm saying?
I think
with Marvel 3, we're going to see, you know, we're going to see Shuma Garoth, we're going to see Jill, and then we're going to see what comes down the road. You know, I think that the days of, you know, popping out a sequel every 2 or 3 years, those days are gone. I think we're just going to see games that are changing, always in transition.
Yeah, I'm still trying to figure out Marvel though.
I mean, you know what, the game is, you know what, the game
It definitely has a different dynamic to it. It's
yeah,
not.
it's different, but at the same time though, when I watch the stream and I saw the hypeness, it did hit his goal. His goal is, I mean, it's stupid, it's crazy, it's dumb. You know, use whatever adjective you want, but it's fun as hell to play and it's fun as hell to watch.
Motherfucking bullshit.
Is that like a switchboard or something? Yeah,
No,
I mean.
man, it's not. It's Wally! Wally! Wally!
Okay, who was that? Is that your son you never told us about?
Oh man.
Oh man. No, but I mean it's crazy, and I think that you know, I think the ish the race is who can find the most broken shit the you know first. Because you know what, people like like watching with Dark Phoenix, watching people say, "Look at what she
Epis
can
looks
do,"
broken.
and then it's like,
Epis looks fucking good.
and then they say, "Oh, look, you can kill her." Then they find out, "Oh, actually, you can't kill her after a transformation. Actually, she can get out of it." Man, it's kind of funny to watch this chess match of people trying to find broken shit, but then people out there finding ways around the broken shit.
Yeah, you know, I really think that this game is just, I mean, you know, and Ski was saying it too, and I think it's pretty obvious. Like, one of the most important things is just team synergy, dude. Like, I mean, the way characters DC from each other, the assist, whether it's like, you know, defense setup combos or to extend combos, you know, or if, you know, you use two assists in one combo because, you know, both of your characters extend off the ground or something like that, or continue to juggle. There's a lot with the team dynamic, I think. You know, like, dude, that guy Zucko, a freaking Smash Brothers player, with like Cienko, Morrigan, and I think like Trish, and he was like stomping on the Empire Fools. That's another thing I wanted to talk about too. I think, you know, as far as the East Coast, I mean, unless we're talking about Street Fighter 4, but I mean, if we're talking about Marvel right now, I think you're done hearing from the Empire. You know, I mean, when you lose your best player and you practice against somebody like Justin Wong, you got better step your game up if you want to stand a chance or even win a round off that type of player like him. You know, because if your offense is not legit, then you're not going to touch him. You know, if you don't finish your combos, you're never going to win. You know, so I think when you lose a player like that, I think that's really huge. And you know, we'll have to see this coming up year, but you know, I think that's a huge factor. But you know, to be honest with you, over here on the West Coast, we're not like getting a huge advantage because the guy, you know, works 40 hours a week, and then you know he'll try to just show up at tournaments, and that's it, and that's all that you'll get out of him. You know, but whatever. You know, I'm pretty sure. I remember I used to hear the East Coast guys saying the same thing. You know, because everybody wants to play that guy, but I don't know. I think it might be a shift because of that, but we'll have to see.
You know, I'm not tooting my horn here, but I'm just saying here that the up here in the Northwest, in Seattle, I'm gonna tell you guys right now, I've been over there, I watched them. Seattle is definitely on the map when it comes to Marvel 3, especially now that we got the doctor, we got Bucktooth over here, and he is, and I tell you, man. I am watching the casuals I was watching blew my mind, you know, and it holds up to any other stream that I've any other scene that I've seen to this point in Marvel 3. So, not don't sleep on Seattle. I just want to
Yeah,
really put that out
I
there.
think everywhere is gonna really have good players and stuff, but I mean, you know, so far from what we've seen in high level Marvel, it's about, you know, knowing how to handle shit that you've never seen before, so you know, and that's what Justin's been getting everybody with.
Yeah,
You
that's what I
know,
wanted to
and
ask
that's
him
what everybody
is.
should be practicing too. You know, like that's I mean, you know, he's not you know, not to take anything away from Tragic, because Tragic, you know, he's sick. He's like the most popular player right now for like his combo videos and everything like that. Big Marvel 3 combo library. He's working his way and becoming famous. But you know, but you see, that's what he works on. And then Justin, you know, I mean, it's obvious just by looking at his teams. He's like, all right, dude, you know, whose assist can I use to, you know, extend or start a combo, you know, with that Wolverine Akuma stuff. And then, you know, with She-Hulk, he's, you know, putting them in situations where, you know, you finish, you have to tech out. And if you tech anywhere towards the air, he just does She-Hulk super on Sentinel and the air super, and it hits guaranteed. There's nothing that Sentinel can do about it. And there was also teching the throws in the air. Dude, there's nothing you can do about that either. So it's like, you know, there's like situational things that he researches. That's what you got to study, I think, totally. You know, situational, like, tech traps and hope, you know, just like the tricks, man, applicability, not really just the combos, even though the combos are huge, you know.
You know what's really interesting about that is that I watched the interview that Ski did with Rai, and
yeah,
it's rather interesting that he didn't mention that part of Justin's game, of him using, you know the way he was using She-Hulk, because his main thing was, you know, Phoenix. He said that was, you know, he believes it's the character you have to watch out for. So it was rather interesting that he really didn't really talk about what, you know, what Justin did with She-Hulk.
Yeah, I mean, but it's obvious that he didn't know what he was getting hit by
right.
First couple of times. He did adjust, which is important, but, you know, I mean, that's what the game is, you know what I mean? It's like you're going to get hit by stuff that you don't know, or you do know, and just be prepared for it, and what are you going to do about it, and, you know, if it's not one thing, it's another. And those are some, you know, both anti-Sentinel technology teams are pretty good, you know, but Wolverine does have some bad matchups. Like, you know, he could get kept out. Yeah, once he gets in, you know, he's really fast and hard, really aggressive. It's a pain in the ass, but he could get kept out. But, you know, I'm probably sure that's pretty hard against Justin Wong, too, because his defense is just so good. But, yeah, Wolverine could get kept out. I think Wolverine also has a hard time against Hagar. Because, you know what I mean? Like, yo, Hagar's coming in, laying down pipe. You know, what are you going to do? Like, honestly, Wolverine's like only options, like, he can't drill claw because he'll get beat clean. He might be able to tornado claw, like uppercut, but like uppercut is such a crappy option in this game because you got so many supers and normal moves and you know, special moves that are safe.
Yeah, I was just
it's not worth it. Yeah, so you know,
so Wolverine, he eats Sentinel for lunch, which kind of makes sense, you know, from a story perspective.
Yeah,
and
but he just has to not get hit. Like he has to, you have to have the, like, you know, Justin has the right amount of defense not to get hit by anything. Because, you know, just like everybody else, if you get hit by Sentinel, you know, expect to lose, you know, most of your life, if not all. You know, at least half of, like, those, what, low roundhouse or a frying pan. It's out of control. So you just got to make sure, like, yo, don't get hit by those. But I don't know. It seems like Sentinel's, you know, he's a staple choice, man. It's like you can, I think the way everybody looks at it, like, Justin proved that it's possible to win without Sentinel with both of his teams. But I think everybody else looks at it like, but why not just use Sentinel? Why give yourself a handicap?
It's one of those things where, yeah, he's shown the way that he ate Sentinels and went a brawl. Also kind of probably make people be a little bit more cautious about just using him as a crutch because obviously there are going to be other players who look at that. Oh, okay, that's how you fight Sentinel. You know, and
it's kind of hard, man. You know, there's like one shark in the tank, dude.
Yeah,
you know, so, and like you're playing against everybody else using Sentinel.
You know, now what we've seen what Justin did, or is this the start of the Wolverine army? Well, I mean, it probably already was a Wolverine army, but
yeah, there's a lot of Wolverines. He does good damage, dude, for a fast character.
And then Amaterasu, you know, because I think that he is going to be Cable for this game as far as facing Sentinel, because Sentinel can't really, he can't fly. He can't do really much of anything.
It's worse than Cable Sentinel. It's really bad. You know, it's really bad. Like, I think, I mean, I don't know if I hit the lab, but I mean, he was pretty much, his only option was like super jump in and, you know, try to hope for an attack, but, you know, still you got to block and watch out for the ice shots. Like, I don't know, man. Some, you know, I'm sure people are going to hit the lab and try to figure something out, but it might be a natural, just like terrible matchup. But
yeah, I mean, you know, it's a really bad matchup. And I watched, you know, I just watched to shoot them damn things, and you know, it was,
yeah, it's really annoying.
It's really, really, really freaking good. So I mean, it'd be interesting to see what happens when people get in the lab, what they're going to do about that, because there was already talk that Amaterasu might be one of those characters where not very much played in the very beginning, but then as, you know, because it's not a popular Marvel 2 character. Sentinel kills the dog in one combo. If the Sentinel can get in, he deserves to kill the dog in one combo.
But that's why everybody just uses Sentinel.
You can win without
Sentinel, but why not? You know, why handicap yourself? Just use them. You know.
Yeah, but you know, but if I mean, man, if I got a Amaterasu, if I'm playing Sentinel, someone got Amaterasu in their team. Yeah, I mean, I understand. You know, I can land that combo of death. But if I don't, I mean, what I'm saying though is that if you're not careful, you choosing Sentinel may cost you the match.
You know what I don't like about Amaterasu and She-Hulk, but. You know, I guess it's just because it feels unnatural. I don't like their inputs, man. Like tapping down just doesn't feel natural. But
no, that's something that's definitely that's more like, I don't know, for me personally, it's more like Guilty Gearish for me. You know, because I mean, when I used to play Jam, and you know, you had to do down to power up her kicks. You remember, you know.
Yeah, but this is a little more crucial. This is more like combo timing. Right. Well, I guess crucial too with Jam. But this is like pretty strict. This is like in the middle of like combos. But you know, if you do get used to it, you know, the game allows you to buffer it. You know, like you can do two in one. Like, you know, you tap down and a button, then down again, and then you'll get your attack. Then you'll get your down input, but. To register like a 2-on-1, so you could buffer it if you get used to it, but I don't know, it just doesn't feel natural, you know. But that's fine. That's how Marvel always been. It's always been supposed to be in a game that doesn't play like anything else. You know, you're doing triangle jump motions. There's no other games you do that. You know, so you know, Marvel's always been like that. It's always been known for that.
So. Now, here's the thing, though. I mean, someone maybe answer this question. Does anyone consider Magneto top tier? I would consider him one of the best characters in the game.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely, dude. That magnetic squeeze does so much damage, and, like, he can get it off of anything, dude. Laying on the floor, laying in the air. They could be, like... like off the screen, up in the air, and if they're not recovered, you can hit them with the magnetic squeeze. It does so much damage, man. And plus his keep away game is really good too. So, he's definitely there as far as top tier. But I think, you know, you got to discount that in this game because characters are only good as their team that they're on, as far as like the assists they got going on. The assists are everything in this game. The team synergy is like, dude, it's everything in this game. You know, like for sure, one team that you're gonna see that, you know, is probably gonna, from here on out, that's gonna be a good staple team is gonna be Dormammu, Doom, and Sentinel. You know, that you know, if you look at like the way Noel Brown plays with him and all these other guys, these East Coast guys play with him. You know, that team works so well together as far as, you know, the hidden missiles and Dormammu's assist and his keep away, and he can DH to his supers and his supers home. And, you know, you just got to...
Let's call him Blackheart, you know, just to make it easier.
So that team is going to be good, you know. And, we're going to have to see about, you know, all this Phoenix nonsense, how it plays out. Because, I mean, yeah, you can, you know, you want to snap in Phoenix because people are complaining about, you know, Phoenix. Yeah, you can snap in Phoenix. But, you know, in this game, if you ask me, you know, I mean, it's not that hard to get a character out. It's not as punishable as it was in Marvel. I mean, dude, you know, you do normal tag out and it's freaking overhead. And, you know, you got to, like, you pretty much got to get it to whiff to punish it really well, you know, if you ask me.
See, here's the thing that people aren't doing. See, I haven't seen a lot of people work the exchange combo system because it gives so much meter. So if someone snaps me in, snaps my Phoenix in, my first thing is to land a combo. Because if I land a combo, I can do a couple of exchange combos and... I mean, I'm already at probably at 4 meters at that point, you know. So, I mean, that would be my first thing to do. I think that here's the thing. I think that Phoenix is going to be a specialist. I mean, I really think that it will be not a character that you will see very many people win with. I put that with Strider, Doom, and Spiral. But
Clockwork is messing with her, and he's mastering her. Yeah. That's going to be scary, man. Because I mean. You know, these are players that used to play characters where they would not get hit, you know, because if they did, they know they would die. Yeah. You know, Magneto was like that in Marvel 2. Strider was like that in Marvel 2. So this, yeah, Dark Phoenix stuff is pretty, I don't know, man. It's about a plan, you know. The plan is to, you know, get through these two characters, get 5 meters, you know, and get Dark Phoenix in there, you know, and then... It's all about how much of that plan can you mess up and how uncomfortable can you make them. You know, like some people, you know, when Justin would snap in their Phoenix, they would just fall apart, you know, like, exactly. Whoa, what do I do? Like, should I burn a meter? Should I get her out? Should I fight with her? You know what I mean? Or should I fight and try to get a little more meter and I'll be okay? You know, so, and you know, that's another thing that goes back to the teams. Like, what kind of plan do you have with your team? You know, like, are you going to get Shanko and put Golden Armor and tag her out and use her, you know, like Zucko did, like with Morrigan and Trish, and how you use it. So, you know, that's another thing you got to think about. Like, what kind of plan do you have for your team, you know? And when somebody tries to, like, you know, botch up your plan, or how are you going to react? You know, what kind of backup plan are you going to do? Are you going to be ready to have your assist buttons in different places and stuff like that. So, you know, there's a lot of stuff going on in the game, but some of the stuff is a little simple, man. You know, they made the offense of this game as far as, like, getting in and stuff like that. Like, all the old stuff is just out the window. Mm. So, takes a little getting used to.
You know what? I think that the thing about Phoenix is that people will have to learn to fight her. Just as, you know, just, I mean, it's important for her to learn her to have to fight in her regular mode as well as the Dark Phoenix mode. I think people are just exclusively focusing how to play her in Dark Phoenix mode, and then they get scraped because they have no idea how to play her competitively when she's in normal mode. And I think that once people, you know, learn how to play her the entire character, that she will be, you know, you will see more people have, like, success with her. Because, I mean, I think that the point of the matter is, I probably, if I was playing Phoenix, I would probably want to play a battery in front of her. She would be middle. I probably want to play a battery so I'm always on offense versus playing a character where I can get rushed down and get snapped out. So, I mean, that's at least what I would probably do with her, you know.
Even the concept of a battery, I think, is different from, like, what it is now. Like, you know, what was a good battery in Marvel 2? You know, Spiral, because she's always pushing buttons, always throwing knives, and, you know, but, like, in this game, I don't know if it's necessarily, like, keep away. I mean, do you see Nerd Josh, like, you know, building, you know, throwing out level 3s every game because he has so much meter? Not really. You know, it seems like he's just, like, just barely keeping it up with enough meter to throw a super every now and then, you know, with his Arthur. You know, I don't think, I don't know. I think, you know, battery in this game is more like just comboing all the time, you know? I mean, mm-hmm. comboing all the time and, like, meter management. Like, when I look at people.
That's why I would say, you know, to me, Magneto would be good because he can, you know, he can definitely, you know, extend some combos for a really long while. Because, see, my whole point of it is to get to 4 meters as quickly as possible. That way, if I do get snapped in, they'll be more cautious because by the time they're able to kill her, she will already be at 5 meters. And so it's one of those things where, with me, I really like Phoenix because it's not just about the character. It makes your opponent play so differently. Because if she gets a Dark Phoenix mode, you probably have lost.
Yeah, no matter most probably. What. She's like Seth, but like on a way different scale.
Yeah.
You know, as far as like the damage that she takes, yeah, I mean, it's reminiscent of Seth, but, you know, worse in this game, damage-wise, but offense-wise, she has so much.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really think it's really... you kind of have to guess. I don't think it's really possible to keep especially an X-Factor. I don't know if it's really even possible to keep an X-Factor Dark Phoenix off of you. I mean,
was to be some changes, I would hope that they would at least make Dark Phoenix's priorities a little less, that people could stand a chance and actually fight her. Because every time I see anybody attack Dark Phoenix and I'm watching, you know, what attack they try to throw at her and stuff, they never win because she has all those little feathers and stuff like that, and they always get hit out of everything they're trying to do. So, you know, maybe that would be a fair nerf. So at least when she goes Dark Phoenix mode, you can fight her.
No. I wouldn't touch it at all because with her, I mean, it takes 5 liters for her to become Dark. I mean, your job is to kill her before she gets to level 5. And that is it because, you know, because she's not scary at all in normal form. So, you know, so, yeah, Neil, can you write? If you don't kill Phoenix, yeah, you lost. And, I mean, unless you land a lucky hit, you're pretty much done. So, I mean, it's a nice new dynamic to the game because we had nothing like that in Marvel 2. So, I mean, like I said, I have never seen a character that can force your opponent to play so differently. So differently, you know. Because, I mean, if you really think about it, I mean,
It is pretty panicky, dude. Like, as far as when you're watching that meter and stuff.
Yeah, because, I mean, if you really think about it, if you're playing... What if you're playing a team that is built around, I won't say keep away, lockdown. But if you lock down, you're building up your opponent's meter. So, you know, so your opponent can just sit there and block it. Yeah, he's taking chip damage, but he's getting all this meter. You're just giving him meter, and then it's one of those things where, well, fuck, man, if I attack, he gets meter, you know. I mean, and so now you have to, you know, you got to actually hit him. You got to hit him, and you know, so you can score the snap back on it. Because I mean, if I was playing a lockdown character team, I would just sit there and block. I'm like, okay, level 2, level 3, level 4. I mean, I'm just, you know, because I don't care. You know, I don't care if Phoenix is 1-on-3. 1-on-3 is about equal for her. You know, like, okay.
She's out of control, man. I even see people like mash with her, and still like she's still all over the place and just winning. You know, I gotta just press all 4 buttons and win in this game.
I mean, yeah. Can't. I mean, it's you know what's bad is I was told differently. Seth said that X Factor wouldn't do anything for Phoenix, and then I would find out it does. It does do. I mean, she still is powerful because to me, X Factor, any X Factor Phoenix, Dark Phoenix is stupid. But if you happen to get her where she's the only character left and you get her to X Factor 3, I don't see how you're going to win that. I don't care who you're playing. I just don't see how you're going to win that. Even if it's just her versus full 3 characters, I don't see how you're going to win that.
Yeah, it's going to be pretty scary when, you know, players like Josh Wong, Master Dark Phoenix, you know, so...
You know, because, we'll I mean, really, see. It's going to be fun watching it at final round and we get to Evo. When we watch somebody burst into Dark Phoenix, you're going to know the room is going to go crazy. It's going to be crazy. It's going to be pandemonium in there. You're gonna see game people talking about so I can't huge, control bro. It. We're gonna see I can't control it T-shirts, draws, white beaters, you know, sticks. You know, I mean, we go. I can't control it. I mean, you know, like that.
What's up with those Yipes T-shirts? What do you think about? How do you think those look?
They're all right. They're all right.
Pretty cool, huh?
Well, you think?
Wonder who the next player is. It's gonna. Or if they're going to keep doing T-shirts of players.
They are. I mean, they're not bad at all. I mean, you know, it's... But you know what? I think what Yipes... I mean, the problem right now for Yipes to me is that he really got to... He got to go in the lab himself, man. I mean, he is the... Everyone knows that he is the king, you know, as far as Magneto's concerned, at least, in Marvel 2, but... That's not the case in Marvel 3 yet. And, I mean, he just got to, I mean, else, you know, it's no point, you know, going to do all the T-shirts and everything if you're not winning, tournaments in Marvel 3. I mean,
yeah, I hear you on that. But, I mean, you know, I think maybe, what if it goes back to what I said, man? You know, but why is Justin still dominant, though? But, like, Sanford Kelly and Andre and Yipes, you know, they didn't even make top 8, I don't think, right?
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
But why is Justin still winning, though? You know what I mean? I mean,
well, I mean, you know, I mean, it could. I can say this. I mean, obviously, Justin, the way he thinks is very unique. He's a very unique player. I mean, even Daigo, who, you know, more or less had Justin's number, even says that the way that he thinks, the way, you know, the way he, how he plays, how he strategizes. Is really, 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 I mean, special. I guess that is the only other word I can think of.
Yeah, so it's smart, dude. It's smart, but you know, I mean, it's just, you know, maybe it goes back to, you know, them losing him. It's gonna may affect things the way you play. Because how can you, you know, when you're playing somebody like him, that's so smart, dude. You can't. It's kind of hard to compare it. You know. To training with other players too, so I don't know, man. It's just something that some players, you know, we talk about that just theorize on, I suppose.
You know what? Well, let me ask you a question. Here's something that just popped in my mind. So, no one's, I mean, especially at the Winter Brawl, no one's really scared of the Japanese, right?
But no.
If Daigo and Takedo stayed in California like GamerBee did. And play the game hardcore against Justin. What do you think would change? Do you think that would really kind of change the perception of them as far as, oh shit, we better watch out?
You know, you can't really expect Marvel greatness from players like that. You know what I mean? Street Fighter greatness, yeah, but Marvel greatness, no, I don't think so.
Okay,
but more hype stuff from like just newer players.
I would totally agree, but maybe, okay, I mean, if someone can correct me, but, because see, I did not know this, and someone brought it to my attention. So, Daigo is the former world champion Guilty Gear, right?
Yeah,
my point is not really about Guilty Gear, but, I mean, my point is that, I mean, if we're going to say that he can't dominate in a game that's not Street Fighter, is that really fair to say about him?
Marvel's really far away from Street Fighter, though, man.
I understand, but Guilty Gear is no.
This is a different,
not close to Street Fighter totally either.
Different, almost a different category of fighting game.
Agree.
You know, I mean, not saying Guilty Gear isn't, but you know, Guilty Gear, it's closer to Street Fighter and Darkstalkers than it is to Marvel. You know.
Oh man, I don't know, man.
That's another game that Daigo's good at, Darkstalkers. You know, Guilty Gear, Street Fighter, they're pretty close to each other. Marvel, nothing plays like Marvel. You know, I mean, the same can be said about Third Strike.
Plays like Marvel, but
Third Strike is in, like, the genus of Street Fighter. Marvel is in, like, a genus of, like, versus fighting games. You know, I mean, Fireball, Uppercut, footsies don't really apply in this game. You know, it's all about all different chemistry, team chemistry, things that aren't in Street Fighter, you know, team chemistry, assists, DACs, smart stuff, thinking ahead, you know, but different, you know, different kind of anticipation.
But you know what? I mean, well, I mean, obviously, especially when it comes to, you know, we're talking about someone like Daigo.
I mean, yeah.
Can Daigo apply that fact? You know, his psychic DP and all the stuff that made him so great in Street Fighter. I guess the question is, can he apply that?
That shit would get him killed in this game.
Huh?
That shit would get him killed in this game. Like, you know, somebody would jump in, go ahead, do a DP, last second, doesn't matter.
No.
You know,
no,
you can air block.
He can't play the game like Street Fighter. Yeah, it would get him killed. So, but the question is, can
exactly,
he adapt?
So.
Can he adapt to a new way of playing a fighting game?
I mean, it's a big what if, but
yeah, I mean, you're right. It's a what if.
We
don't know yet.
I'm gonna put my doubts on it. I mean, I really think, you know, we're seeing more right now, Bunk. You know, give credit where credit is due, from freaking TVC and Smash Brother players like Rai Rai and Zucko, etc. You know, I think it's these new players that are like, if anything, bringing more hype than the people that we expected. You know.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's just one of those things where, I mean, I know a lot of, I mean, I know people wonder why am I talking about Daigo. The only reason why I'm talking about Daigo is because this guy is very much to himself, and he's a very matter of fact person. He's not a very emotional person, and so, you know, what I mean is he doesn't really talk out of his ass when he's usually straightforward with people. He did say he's going to play this game. And he did say that he plans on training in the United States. I'm not saying he's the next king of Marvel 3. You know, I'm just saying I don't think it's wise to just discount him because Marvel is so far removed from Street Fighter. You know, I mean, it's just,
yeah, but you know, another reason you gotta discount the Japanese is that this is not even, you know, it's not arcade release.
Yeah, but he talked about training here in the United States. He already assumed that there was not going to be a very competitive scene in Japan.
Well, he ain't here. And
I mean,
he ain't
well, he's,
money.
Well, I mean, the game ain't out 2 weeks. We'll see, because this was back in December or January, where he interviewed. But he says he was gonna play AE until Marvel 3 comes out, and then I'm like, okay.
I'm pretty sure he's playing, you know, messing around with it on console, but. You know, as far as expecting anything from them, I don't know. But, yeah, Warthakon does have a good point. You know, like, you can't... Don't expect the old Marvel 2 top players, you know, like, if when they're not qualifying and they're getting knocked out, you know, people consider big upsets. But, you know, like I've said, this is everybody's game, this game right here. You know, it's not about, you know, these certain players that just... You know, work so hard at Marvel dominating everybody anymore. You know, it's really up in the air, and it's going to be, you know, I think, is it going to be like another just wave of Street Fighter 4 all over again, you know, where we get all these new players and new top eights, and it's not, you know, the same, you know, top players we'll see all the time, you know?
Well, I think that, I've already conceded to that because we've seen that in Street Fighter 4.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, 2 years ago, no one ever heard of Wolf Chrome.
Yeah, Wolf Chrome, he's going in hard, man. He's gonna win even. We might as well not even let him play, man. He's so hungry. He's so on point. He goes in so hard right now. He has so much momentum. I don't see anybody really being able to mess with him. I don't know. But, you know, at the same time, those Japanese players are on point. You know, I'm hyping him up a little bit. But, you know, when he's on a roll, you're on a roll. You got the momentum.
Yeah, but, you know, it's really... But, you know, something that I keep on bringing up. You know, in Street Fighter 4, what I've seen in Street Fighter 4, and, you know, just, you know, you can go ahead and just, you know, correct me if I'm wrong. But in Street Fighter 4, when it first came out, a lot of the heads that we seen in previous games were doing well in this game, and especially in 09. In 2010, it was different though, because we saw. I mean, yeah, we Daigo won Marvel. I'm sorry, not Marvel. In Super Street Fighter 4 at Evo.
Yeah.
But then after that, you know, we seen both Daigo and Justin lose. you know, to
yeah,
other players.
The game was, you know, what it is, was different. Like, it used to be back in the day where, like, you know, EVO was the tournament of the year. Everything built up towards that. And then after EVO, it just dies down. And, you know, it was to the point where, like, nobody even plays anymore for a little while. And then it picks back up, you know, come close towards the summer, you know. But this was in a time where we had the same games and we're playing, competing for the same game every year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now after EVO, you know, you give it a month or two, there'll be another major and another major. And like every like other month, there's like a major, or every month there's a major that's streaming,
mm-hmm.
you know, over like a whole period of a weekend. And yeah, so much has happened, you know, from EVO, Daigo, you know, taking it down against Ricky Ortiz. Then after that, you know, you got Filipino champ just, you know, beating Daigo back to back to back to back, you know.
Right.
And, well, pretty much, I mean, he shut him out. I mean, he beat him at least two or three tournaments, and it's like, wow. You know, I think two tournaments. I think it was just like NCR and SCR, NorCal Regionals and SoCal Regionals. But still, you know that's not a fluke. You definitely know it's not a fluke. You could put it on the characters, but whatever, the game is the game, you know?
So the question then becomes, for Marvel 3, who's the gamer be? Yeah, you know, we'll have to see, right?
Oh, man. Yeah, you know, I mean, I'm excited to see what happens at Final Round.
Ah, man.
You know? I mean, you got to, I mean, just, I mean, yeah, I mean, EVO's going to be already out of control, but, I mean, just wondering what's going to happen in the Final Round. You know, you best believe that, you know, Justin is working on another team, you know, that he hasn't shown anybody, figuring out stuff while people are in the lab, you know, trying to, you know, best believe people like Rai are, like, you know, in the lab against that stuff that they've seen from him, you know, Josh Wong, you know, people that lost to him, like, yo, man, you know, get in the lab and figure out what am I supposed to be doing against this, you know. So I'm interested in seeing how things are going to turn out, you know. Unfortunately, it is, you know, like every team has a Sentinel on it, but, you know, we'll have to see how that turns out, you know. I mean, there are some people that have been winning without the big machine.
I think that what we're going to have to do, I mean, I think that Justin, by what he did with Winter Brawl, I think he's kind of forcing those people who like having Sentinel on their team. Okay, fine. You want to have Sentinel on your team, you better have something backing up Sentinel. Because he's going to just most likely destroy it. So does your entire team collapse after he dies? You know, that's the question, you know. I mean,
yeah, that's true. What's up with him? You're supposed to be getting him on the show, aren't you?
Yeah, I mean, I called him twice. Let me try again one more time.
Okay.
He can't be asleep. He ain't got to work tomorrow.
He's still a working man. And he goes to tournaments on the weekends.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message.
Yeah, he doesn't even have a voicemail greet. All right, so anybody who's seen Justin, let me know.
Yeah, he's tired these days.
I know, but he's in the lab right now. I will bet all the money in my vault that he's in the lab right now. You know, and can't blame him because you said to me, Final Round's only a week away. You know, it's not like it's 2 months down the road. I mean, he says a very short turnaround between Winter Brawl and Final Round. And Final Round, the competition will be even fiercer. And not only just because of the amount of people that are going to be there, is that there's going to be some salty folks there, too, who were salty.
Oh, yeah.
You know, from Winter
Definitely,
Brawl.
Man. You know. I still, you know, and you know, people have their teams. I think, I don't know, I really think at high level, you need different teams. And you got to be ready to, like, handle certain kind of teams. Like, you know what I mean? Deadpool, Arthur, keep away and stuff. And then you don't have any characters that have you know, and he teleports to handle it or an answer for it. You know, I mean, I think that also comes in. There's so many factors in this game, you know, as far as teams you could run to and if you have any answers for anything.
Yeah, because, you know, I'm amazed at what Justin has found out. Not just what She-Hulk and, you know, but also, like people were talking about Trombone. I'm going, so what's up with Trombone? Well, she's got one of the best health in the game. Didn't know that. And her flame assist is, like, unholy good.
Yeah, it's, like, it's really hard to punish because, well, it's, like, it's invincibility is supposed to be, like, second best in the game. So pretty much nothing's really going to beat it. That's why Rai used Hagar, which is supposedly the first invincible assist in the game. I mean, I could be wrong, but this is what I hear. And I mean, he countered with like Hagar, but yeah, that Trombone assist is problems because, you know, yeah, you can't. And he uses it just like, you know, Marvel 2, like Capcom, I mean, Cyclops assist, you know, because he catches people, you know, right when they're trying to come into attack. But, you know, what's unfortunate about Hagar's Lariat assist, it takes red life, man. I didn't know that. So you lose a chunk of life every time you use it. I mean, gosh, it's like, I know that's staying true to Final Fight, but geez, man, you know, I mean, that's a rough handicap. But yes, it's the most invincible. It's multi-hit, so it holds the people there, so you can, you know, launch and super or do whatever. But yeah, I mean, you can't, even if you're not, even if you're keeping Hagar safe, you still gotta let his red life, you know, regenerate. So you can't really spam it, you know, the way you can spam Trons. So, you know, maybe that's a factor Justin considered, you know, when picking out a team that needs the strong assist.
Yeah, you know. Because I was just thinking for a moment here that we have seen that assist. I haven't seen anyone legitimately, like, play Trombone on point. And
he didn't even use – we didn't even, like, get to see his Trombone. You know he could do combos with them, you know, because, out of all that footage, he did have to – it wasn't even in tournament. You didn't even see his Trombone at all. But if you look at the money matches, then there was, you know, people tried to, like, snap in Tron. And he had combos with her, too. But, yeah, I mean, it might be safe to say he doesn't know how to use her that well, or he might not like her because he doesn't ever use her. He just only uses her assist. But people don't even get that far.
Or he loaned you to a false sense of security by pretending like he can't
maybe
play her and then,
yeah, and then bust out, you know, already knows, like, you know, the 70% yeah, combos exactly, and stuff like that.
You know, so, yeah. So, really, it's really interesting. You know, 7 days into final round, the game is still green, and it will be interesting what people will pull off at final round because even at Winter Brawl, I bet there are people who probably have a couple of
people,
things.
People are in the lab, man. You know, they're testing stuff out. They're copying stuff. You know, they're doing their carbon copies. They're downloading. You know, people coming up with their new stuff. But, you know, it's already, you know, the vision of this game, the direction it's going is already starting to form. And, you know, that Dormammu Doom Sentinel team, that's going to be a staple household name.
Is that the new team wants? That to me,
yeah,
like
pretty much, man. That's you know, definitely a staple team right off the bat. Like, just looking at how well, you know, that assist works well with everybody, and, you know, they can DHC together fine. It's really, really good, you know. And all you got to do is just build meter for Dormammu. You can just spam, you know, a freaking a homing yoga flame at you. Mm-mm-mm. You know.
You know what? Think about Dormammu, man. Yeah, you're right, man. Because you know what? When I watch, all right. So he throws out that ball super that follows you, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So then, in one match, Dormammu was. I forgot who was using him. He was fighting this character. He did the super for the ball. But the assist came out and killed the point character. You know, then we know what happened. The ball just wait there.
Then yeah, then we'll the wait there until you come back, come in and get your chip damage. I'm like, give me my chip damage before I go. So you I need to take some red light before I go.
Yeah, I mean, it was like waiting there. Then it goes into where, because, you know, it's kind of funny, though, because you can use that ball to find out where the other character's going to come in from, you know, because once one character dies and the ball is still out there, okay, it'll go to the other side of the screen. Oh, okay, that's what he's going to come in from, you know.
Yeah, man, and these hidden missiles, man, I'm finding out more and more about, you know, this assist, man. It's like, other than, you know, assist characters being weak, but that assist is too good, man. It hits off the ground. It tracks. Like, you could be totally, like, in motion running from it, but, like, one missile will still hit you. And, yeah.
Yeah, that assist is a little bit too good.
If you super jump, they can hit you going up, and they can hit you going down. So it's just, like, totally keeps you there. And, you know, then Dormammu just starts, you know, throwing out, you know, his uppercut. Mm-hmm. The wave that goes bottom to top of the screen, and like he throws out so fast, because when you're in the air, you can't move forward, you can't move laterally to get at him. So you just have to stay there and just wait till you fall down and just keep getting hit by those. And he gets so many off, and he just builds more meter, and then just throws another yoga flame, and you know, just works so well.
Yeah, man, I'm.
I'm not feeling Thor though, man. You know, Thor, we tried messing with him. I think Humbug tried messing with him too, and I have to agree, man. I mean, the guy does really buff damage, you know, but it's just hard for him to get in. And the guy has a triangle jump, but you know, I mean, triangle jumps are like in this game. They're not really that. I mean, they're not really a huge deal. Mm-hmm. Because they're so easy to get hit out of. They made the priority so bad, you know, on like triangle jumps, jump ins, and stuff like that. It's all about, I don't know. Well, I guess they knew that was like really overpowered in Marvel too, so they made it.
Yeah,
really
they made sure that it wasn't going to be like that.
Yeah, like I mean, really, it's only like the quick overheads and triangle jumps and. Like, they're only good if you know your opponent's just only blocking. But if they're throwing out, like, almost any attack, they'll beat you out, like, clean. You know, but,
Man, Akuma, man.
They made throws really good in this game. Really good.
Akuma, man, is just giving me, man. That dude is just...
Akuma?
Man. He's stupidly good in this game.
Akuma is, I'm telling you, man. You're going to see everybody putting them together with Wolverine. Because, you know, when you test... If you test Wolverine with, like, almost every assist, like, that really is the best one as far as, like...
And it eats fireball, well, I mean, right?
Because it holds you there, and then he could just run up and launch you and then just get everything going, or just, you know, run up and do his hit. You know, like Hagar, you know, his assist holds you there, but it doesn't advance forward like Akuma's, so there's a lot of situations where it'll miss, you know, so... Yeah, that is like no brainer. I think the best assist that goes with Wolverine.
Yeah, but he on point. He, you know what the thing about him is that so basically you cannot hit him out of that Raging Demon. And I guess that if it's anything, I mean, and if you're half screen or less, I don't even think. I mean, I know it's possible. But I don't even think it's really, unless you're really looking for it, really, really looking for it, I don't know if you can really jump out of it. Because, I mean, if you catch on the very first frame, I don't know, man. I mean,
well, I've tested it against, like, push blocks, you know, and where I would have it where, you know, the computer would push block the first attack I threw, and then I would buffer out Raging Demon and see if they could jump out in time. And yeah, you can. You know, it would be broken if push block wasn't completely safe. But, you know, that's them really anticipating it, you know.
Yeah, but, I mean, yeah, if you're looking for it, I'm sure you're bad. I think
that if you just do it naked and then, you know, when the screen stops, I think you have time to push up. I think. Hmm. I don't think it's zero, like a zero frame.
What about
like,
X Factor?
Unless you're committed to doing something.
By the way, I guess I need someone to check that. Check that. How fast does the Beijing Demon get even faster through X Factor?
Oh, I bet. I bet it is. That'd be out of control. I bet it is, though. But forget about it, you know. You get hit with Raging Demon, that's already death, you know. But, hey, you know what the air combo transfer thing?
Exchange?
Exchange combos. Were people saying that you can, like, mash and, I mean, are you just, like, hoping you randomly counter, or does that legitimately work, like, if you mash?
I think, I really don't think that it's used enough to worry even. I hear the thing. Seth says that if you mash, because in order to break the exchange combo, you have to use the exchange exchange button yourself to break it. And what Seth said was that if you try to mash it and you just mash out the exchange combo, if you mistime it, right? Well, first, you know, you're not going to break it. And second, you know, some characters have, you know, can't block after they use their exchange combos until they hit the ground. If they use the exchange button for their exchange move, they can't recover until they hit the ground. So he's saying that if you try to scrub it out, that you can wind up, you know, getting reset, or you'll wind up in a where you can't block until you hit the ground. And I don't know enough about it. I heard it that you can just, you know, try to option select it and, you know, to get out of it. But I haven't seen a whole lot of people breaking the exchange combos. But then again, I haven't seen a whole lot of people using it, too.
Yeah, one common way to use it is just, I mean, anybody that has a super that hits after you ground them, you know, like you do air exchange into storm, and then when she lands, do hailstorm or something like that, you know. That's always a good no-brainer. Storm is, like, I'm telling you, she's probably one of the better characters to have in second position. I mean, just because of that hailstorm and and being able to exchange into hailstorm.
By the way, I mean, one other thing that he said was that on the exchange combo, you know, if he sees you mashing, he can always stop the combo and let you hit the exchange button, and then you're messed up, you know.
So I don't know if you have that kind of freedom, though, because you're in the air and you're gonna, if you do that, you'll probably just, I mean, what, get to the floor before them, and then, you know, if you're lucky, maybe time an anti air, I guess, when they land. But I'm not even sure how in that situation you can really take advantage of that, other than, you know, I don't know. I think when you do mash, just like, it just depends if it's random, if they counter, like, you know, if you're in the same direction that they, you know, pushed, I think, you know, you'll get it, but in that timing. But if not, you know, you get hit by it, I think, is the way it works. It feels like it, because I try to mash, you know, because that's what I hear, but I don't think so.
But if I see somebody mashing when every time there's an air combo, I will intentionally not do it and just stop the combo and then just go for a reset, because, you know, okay, you want to go ahead and mash, then I won't go for an exchange combo and then just let you just give you enough rope to hang yourself with.
Yeah.
You know, so I don't know. You know what? I liked it the way that they had it originally because the way it works now is if you do break the exchange combo, you just fall to the ground, or the opponent falls to the ground. And the way it was originally done was if you timed it right and you break the exchange combo, you guessed it right, then the opponent is all of a sudden getting combos, and you're the one doing the combo. So it was like, you know, you turn the tables on them, but I guess they took that out, so.
Yeah, you just, like, when you do the counter now, it's just like you're just completely safe. Like, you knock them away, you can't do nothing, but, like, you knock them, like, all the way across the screen. But, yeah, man. But I'm liking the way the game is turning out. Like, none of the characters seem like really, when I look at the roster, like, nobody's really ass. Except for, like, in my opinion, I don't know. I mean, ass
even, is even really ass is relative, right?
Even ass, like, in this game, they still have combos that, you know, like, I think one of the least seen characters definitely has to be, like, Viper. Nobody using Viper. You know,
that's really interesting. I thought she'd be more popular.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people dropping her. Viper, Thor, I think are like the weaker, are the
Man, I saw somebody on the, I don't know which stream I was watching, but someone was messing up. Oh, it was the Ark stream. Someone was messing up people with Captain America, man.
Captain America, yeah. But Captain America has some tricks, man. Because, you know, he got that cartwheel where he goes to the other side of you. You know, that's always been tricky, man. I don't care what you say. You know, that's always been a tricky
move. You just got to find the right assist with him, and then it'd be like so.
Yeah, you're going to start cartwheeling on the other side of him and stuff.
I'm kind of mad. Someone did point out, and I am mad too, they took away his double jump.
He doesn't have a double jump, huh?
No.
That sucks. I noticed that, man. I think but you know, he's like considered like a bigger character in this game too, so. And then his shield size is real good, man. Mm-hmm. Hits you on both sides, but the trick is to like hit him. If you hit him, then on the way back you won't get hit by the shield. So if you see an opening after he throws it, you know, just attack him, and then his shield it'll still go back to him. But it won't be blue colored anymore, and it won't hit you.
It's but one thing about him is that his super, the
charging star.
The charging star looks like it hits almost everything.
Yeah, and you know, I mean, I think it's a real good super, especially to punish assists. Like if you see assists come in, just throw it out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and he's so big too, and it's, you know, I'm pretty sure it's almost safe.
Yeah, it's safe, and I was wondering, can you X-Factor that and do it twice to kill?
Oh, yeah, I bet you can.
Yeah,
I bet you can. It's not a hard tactic in this game, you know?
No,
you start seeing
not.
Sentinel Jones hit, push all four buttons, throw it again, and, you know, that's like insta-death for everybody in the game.
Yeah.
Oh, man. They made this game really hard to play. Too advanced.
That's why you people, that's all you. You know what? I say this much. With people out there, if you really think that all you got to do is just press four buttons to win, then all I have to say is, let's play some chess. All you got to do is just, you know, corner the king with the queen, and you win. Okay? You know, is it.
It's just frustrating for all the, like, the old school players, I think, you know? And then all the players that. I mean, for all the other games that were, like, harder to play, you know, because, of course, they're trying to make the games easier to play, you know. But, you know, I was watching some review, and they were talking about, you know, the things in the game that felt like they were rushed, you know, which is kind of true because, like, the endings are pretty bad. Like, there's no spectator mode in the versus. What else were they whining about? But I like the training mode in the game. You know, that's why I think they tried to cater to the hardcore. You know, the training mode in the game is really good. I didn't know that you had to go into controller setup and you can set a button to, like, record and play for all the training mode stuff. That's a pretty cool option. But just had to ask somebody to figure that out. A block button, man, you could, man, I don't know, man. Block button games.
Is that what that glitch about? You can make your character block the, you know, both ways?
Yeah, because there's two pads or whatever, but I mean, it's a really, you know, it's an uncommon situation, but I mean, it is kind of a cheat. But yeah, sorry, dude.
You know what? We had this before. I mean, remember? Do you remember like when people were talking about how is it fair to have, you know, three attack buttons on one assigned to one button?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's really to me, it's along the lines of that. I mean, you gonna always have situations like that. I mean, but no one gonna win no freaking tournament off of that.
Yeah, that's true. You know, it ain't like. Really a cheat, but yeah, Bunkay didn't say Viper's ass. I was saying Viper's ass. I don't think she's ass, but she's definitely in the bottom tier of characters because nobody seems to like her. You know, she has some stuff, you know, that she could dish out damage just like everybody else, but I think she's on the, I'm not saying she can't even win either. She can still probably win, you know, but I think she's just probably least favorable. So far. Magneto's rushdown, dude, rushdown in this game is you just stop it with the S button. Like, that's with against everybody. Anybody that comes in with any square jump, triangle jump, you know, anything, dude, you just push S. Clean anti-air. There's nothing, it's not, it's like the mechanics of this game is nothing like how it was before Marvel, where, you know, because you don't have to block in this game. That's not like the only, in Marvel, against triangle jumps, that was the only option. You had to block, you know, and blocking in that game is impossible because everything's zero frames, you know, because Magneto's so fast. This game, you don't need to block, dude. Like, you just, you could fight your way out of, you know, like, you can see the counters, obviously, just by playing, like, the computer in training mode. If you try to go up and then start a magic series with, you know, a low attack, you know, low ABC or whatever, computer just throws you, so... And then if you try to, you know, come in with triangle jumps, square jumps, computer just pushes S and beats out anything you try to throw out. So, like, yeah, the chess match in this game is really... The mechanic is very different. And, you know, I don't know if that's a step forward or backwards, but it is what it is. And, you know, yeah. It is what it is.
Oh, man. Like I said, man, it's, you know, two weeks after the game is released, I have to say that, you know what? It's going to be pandemonium. It's going to be pandemonium.
I'm glad that the hype is back. But you know what I also heard, too, at that Winter Brawl? There wasn't a lot of side betting going on. Like, nobody wanted to side bet on anything.
Right now, we're in the point of the game where anyone can bring out a team that can totally wipe the face and no one knows what to do to beat it, you know, because, you know, they haven't seen it before. So what you going to do, you know? It's like the cop song go. What you gonna do when they come for you? You know, you know, it's. I mean, you mean you gamble based on what you know, what you feel the odds are. But for you to know the odds, you got to know the chances.
Yeah, you know, it's pretty much just flipping a coin.
I mean, really, that's exactly it. Because I mean,
but that's what it is anyway. When you pick a money, well, I guess not. The money matches, you have a little history you go off of, but hey, you know, you guys should be down to bet. Don't be scared.
Man, you know what? Gambling is for the rich. It's for the rich, man. Or for the stupid. Pick one.
Hey, so have you seen any good Weskers? I mean, I guess other than Andre, but I mean.
Yes. I have it in Seattle. Here in Seattle, I've seen a couple of Weskers because the guy Wenzel that's in the Capcom, Evan, he is a really good Wesker.
Really? How's he like to? What's he like to do with them?
Maybe not. It was Evan Bucktooth plays with? Yeah, he plays with Wesker.
Oh yeah, does he?
Yeah, I think so.
So Doom Wesker.
Chun.
That's his team, huh?
That's one of his team. Yeah.
Yeah, Chun is good in this game, man.
She's stupid. Man.
She's good, man. She's you know, the only downside is, you know, her general damage, but.
But if her damage was godlike, then we'd be like, you was like, who fuck cares about Phoenix?
Yeah, it should be too good. But I'm just saying that, you know, that's her only downside. But she's really good. Her as both. Her assist hits OTG S-tier. And it beats like so many moves and on point. You know, she's some people use her as an anchor, and because when she's X Factor, she's so fast. You know, but you know, as a point character, she's, I would have to just say average. You know, because she has a, you know, a lot of good moves and combo ability, but you know, like I said, her damage is not the strongest in the game. You have to use her fireball special like loop. To get in good damage.
By the way, you know what? For the Wolverine players out there, let me just say something right quick. You's a bitch if you sit there and you you use that speed up mode and then go into X Factor. You know what? Fuck you. You know what I'm saying? You know that is some low down shit. That is some low down shit. It's stupid, man. I mean, like I said, if you haven't seen Wolvie in Speed Up plus X Factor 3, go watch it. It's pure comedy. Eddie Murphy. I mean, I don't know. I mean, that's exactly what happened. Because every time he does, every time it happens, I sit there and just yelled it out. I can't control it because it's the same shit. Yeah, because Wolverine.
Yeah, man. I don't know how I feel about Wesker, man. As far as like how good of a character he is, like. He definitely has some good stuff, but, you know, I don't know if I want to say, you know, he's like top tier or anything by any means. I don't know. I mean, he's on my team right now, but.
Although his assist is so damn useful.
Oh, the low hit. His gun, huh? Gun. Yeah, it is.
This is Justin Wong, okay? All right, folks. You know, he has a sore throat. All right. He's a sore throat, you know, so, you know, don't get yourself thrown in the pool, all right? Let me try one more. I mean, I doubt I'll reach him, but here, let me try one more time. Let me see here.
Hello? Hello? Oh, my God, Justin Wong. Hello, this is Justin Wong. Download complete.
I want that program.
Justin motherfucking Wong. It's Justin motherfucking Wong.
Your call is forwarded to an automatic voice message.
Wow. That's great. Yeah, I want that program. Yeah, that sounds like a face that I've seen in a nightmare I used to have.
This is a voice changer from this audio program I have.
Fucking rapist. I'm fucking rapist, motherfucker. True lies, bitch.
Man, we can prank call some people with that.
crazy. Wally!
Wow.
No, there's no auto-tune. I don't know how to do that. This is just some...
So it's like, I can talk to the young Jaha, or I can talk to the Jaha in prison. Or I can talk to, yeah. Oh, man. Do me a favor. In that deep voice, can you say, you ready to go to work on this shit? I'm just kidding.
What you talking about, man?
Oh, just kidding.
FaZe is such a bitch. What a bitch is.
Alright, folks, so out there, let me see if there's any questions on the. Anyone have any questions for us, anything that we haven't covered. I do apologize for Justin not showing up, so you know, I might have to find some way that he has to make it up to you guys. One idea that we did have was, see, a couple years ago I played a prank that Justin and I and Deadly Rave Neo. There was some dude from the from the Halo community that picked up Street Fighter 4. This is when Vanilla got released. And he was talking about how he was so damn good and whatnot. So we sent him, you know, we got like, hey, Justin, how about you play him? So we sent him Justin's gamer tag. We didn't tell him it was Justin. We just say, hey, some dude doesn't want to play you. And we had Justin throw the first game intentionally. And boy, yeah, didn't we heard the ruckus. The ruckus came. Yeah, I got him. And then I told him, okay, then I told Justin to pick Rufus and to go to work. Oh, that was some funny shit. Because Deadly Ray Neal had him on like on the phone, and he was like, what's going on? You getting killed? What's going on? Oh, shoot. Thank you, Jaha.
So, yeah, no, I just bought a headset, and that software came with it, so that's what it is. But go ahead, man.
So there is this dude on that I know, and he says that, you know, he's pretty solid in Marvel 3. And then he's like, I'm like, well, what about you, man? You think you're really good? He's like, yeah, man, I'm good, man. I'm like, so what about these other players? And we went, oh, man, they ain't all that, you know. If I came to a tournament, I'll just, you know, I'll knock some rocks off and I'll be king of the, you know. I'm like, okay. So this dude is talking up a storm, how good he is in Marvel 3. So I was thinking about doing the same trick, but I wanted to do it now where this time we would actually stream the match with the mics on and maybe like so you guys can see the hilarity. Because I'm going to do the same thing. I'm going to have Justin throw the first match. And so this dude can get really cocky. And then we can hear all the shit talking. And then I'm going to have Justin play She-Hulk. And end this dude's existence. And then, you guys approve? You think that'd be good? I think so.
Hey, Bunk. I'm going to go head up to gym, doggy.
All right, man.
I'll holler at you later.
Take it easy, my friend. Thanks for coming.
All right, man. I'll catch you guys later. Peace.
Let's see. You know what? I'm going to use... Okay. Where the hell did you get the... Wait, hold on. Where's the software? Anyone know how to get the software? Cause I'm gonna try out this voice modifier. Cause I can think about some funny shit I can do with this. Anyone knows how to work this thing? It's in the driver for that headset. Oh, that won't help me. Yeah, I figured. Oh. Well, let me try Justin one more time. If not, then I'll just have to shut it down for the night. Let's see. Yeah. Where we go? Okay. It'd be funny if you actually answered the phone right when I'm about to end the show.
A call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
Did he just kick me to the freaking...
9-3.
Oh, man. He just phoned me to the curb like that? Damn. That's pretty damn cold. Now that's my fifth time. That's great. Well, anyway. All right, folks. So anyway, I guess I cut it off here. And you guys, thank you for joining us tonight. I had some fun. Shout outs to Jaha for coming on And shout out to definitely all you guys that listen on the regularly, you know. And maybe we'll, maybe I could try to get another interview. If I can definitely nail him down, maybe I have to do an off, and you know, and off air interview and just record it, just do a recorded interview. Skype FX Coplex, what is this? Doing a Skype conversation. Yeah, but I'm not in a Skype conversation right now. Oh, but it's good to look at anyway. Yeah, but I'm not in a Skype conversation. So, that exactly wouldn't help you guys. That wouldn't help me right now. You guys are hearing me through my microphone that is going up in through Ustream. So, but I will check it out, but later. All right, folks. So take it easy, and the show will be up for a download soon. All right, take it easy. Where's my Oh man, I don't have my party music. Hold on, I can't end the show like this. Hold on, I gotta find some. Yeah, this is a good music to end with.